Welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Are you a registered company yet, or are you still looking into that?
No, we are a registered company. All that paperwork has been done.
You are?
Yep. So what I've recently done now is I've switched from being in full-time work to going back to freelancing as a model maker. So at the moment, I'm kind of doing lots of technical drawings, laser cutting drawings and things for some other companies, just bringing in a bit of cash that way, which enables us to sort of try and concentrate as much time as possible into getting this up and running.
Very nice. And have you seen the new forum section that's gone up as well?
I had a browse around it earlier, actually. Was that today? Or it might have been last night I was looking through it. I haven't had a good rummage, but I've noticed there have been a few changes.
Yeah, like there's a new student studio section that you can apply for, and then it's only student studios that can go on and post on that and things, and so and get advice and get people talking and things, and that's where you can put things like your competition.
That sounds fantastic. I'll be doing that straight after this.
Excellent. So, was like, did you and your wife meet through gaming, or was that something before?
My wife and I met at university. I was doing model making and she was doing furniture and applied products. But yeah, we soon found that we were sat in front of the PlayStation 2 back then, playing SSX and all kinds of games, which was quite good fun. We even had Little Big Planet wedding toppers at our wedding, and our wedding cupcakes had marshmallow Space Invaders on the top, so that's kind of how heavily into games we are.
That sounds beautiful. That sounds like the kind of wedding I'd like.
It was pretty awesome. Our favour boxes had Marvel superhero candy sticks and penny sweets in.
So what does your wife more the art sort like you, or does she do other things as well?
She's very good with her admin and things.
Yeah.
She works in a job that she's not, you know, it's not what she wants to do at the end of the day, but it sort of brings in money. So in terms of the company and how she fits into things, at the moment she's looking at learning coding. So she's got some books and signed up for some courses as a sort of long-term goal. And in the short term, she's running all of our social media, the website, and keeping the books, making sure things balance.
Very nice. Is she going to get into Train to Game as well, do you think?
It's definitely an option. It's just trying to sort of get some things set up and sorted and try and find time for her to do that, because she works quite long hours and works every other Saturday and things like that. So
All right. We
will be looking into that.
So finally, what is your greatest ambition?
At the moment, my greatest ambition is just to get this first app out there, hopefully successful. And what I would really love is to be like stood on the train, look over somebody's shoulder and see them playing our game. I think that would be fantastic.
That's a beautiful idea.
it's just a great idea. It's kind of the app equivalent of walking into a shop and seeing it on a shelf.
Excellent. Well, I wish you all the luck with everything, Dan.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and thank you for talking to us today.
No trouble at all. Cheers.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.